And a good afternoon to you from Devalois Stadium, Corver Field, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football, the regular season finale for the North College Defenders as they face the Northwestern Red Raiders this afternoon in Orange City. On a day when temperatures are pleasant for the second Saturday of November, winds will be somewhat of a factor blowing this afternoon out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. As this afternoon goes along, we will keep an eye on that as to they've actually swung around now. They're out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, but that will be a factor as the day moves along as well. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the press box located right up from the 40-yard line here at Devalois Stadium. The Dort College Defenders looking for their first win of the Great Plains Athletic Conference football season, while the Northwestern Red Raiders playing for the opportunity to move on into the playoffs. A win today solidifies a shot at the playoffs. That 16-team field will be announced later tomorrow. While for the Dort College Defenders, they tried to play the role of spoiler this afternoon in Orange City. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock, and before we go any further, let's check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra with his update for this week, week number 10 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for week number 11, Saturday, November 10. Brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your football Saturday report, let's begin with last week's GPAC football scoreboard from week 10. Midland a winner at home over Briarcliff, 28-20. Morningside clinched the outright conference championship by shutting out Concordia in Sioux City, 50-0. Dona winner in Sioux Center over Dort, 55-6. Nebraska Wesleyan continues to play well. The Prairie will shut out Dakota Wesleyan, 17-0. And Northwestern, in a battle of ranked teams out in Hastings, defeated the Broncos, 45-6 was the final score. Here's the Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week. On offense, Joel McCabe from Morningside College, 161 yards receiving and three scores in the Mustangs' win against the Bulldogs of Concordia. Russell Walton, defensive lineman from Nebraska Wesleyan, takes the defensive honor. Five solo tackles in the shutout win at home against Dakota Wesleyan in Lincoln on Saturday. And Phil Framer, the kicker from Doan, is the special teams honoree. He scored 13 points on the day for the Tigers in their win at Dort, 2 out of 3 on field goals, and he also made all 7 of his point-after-touchdown kicks at Sioux Center. That's a look back to last week. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this final Saturday of GPAC football for 2012. The GPAC football Saturday report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence in 2000.
What started with GPAC Football Media Day back in the first week of August in Lincoln culminates today with week 11 of GPAC Football. All of the GPAC football schools are in action today. That is a 5-game slate around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's jump right into that schedule. It is a rivalry Saturday for most of our matchups, and that begins in Sioux City. Morningside will play at Briarcliff at Memorial Field. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff. Dakota Wesleyan will be home against Midland and Mitchell at 1 o'clock. Doan to host Concordia and Crete at 1. Northwestern and Dort today, the Battle of Sioux County. This one's in Orange City at 1 o'clock at Devalois Stadium, Corver Field. And finally, Hastings at home for a 1 o'clock game. They will play Nebraska Wesleyan and the Prairie Wolves. Again, the final regular season Saturday of GPAC football. The all-conference meeting for the coaches will be on Sunday, and the all-conference team will be released next week from the Great Plains Athletic Conference at gpacsports.com. Here is the NAIA Top 25 coming into this final Saturday. A very important rating here with one to go as the playoff field will be announced on Sunday. The number one team this week is new. That's Georgetown of Kentucky. Missouri Valley is at number 2. Morningside breaks off the number 4 spot and moves into the number 3 spot this week in the NAIA poll. St. Xavier, they are number 4, the defending national champions, and Marion sits at number 5 in the NAIA Top 25. Northwestern made a big jump this week. The Red Raiders moved up three spots to number 14. Doan at 20, and Hastings is receiving votes in this week's NAIA Top 25. Again, the playoff field for the NAIA Football Championship Series announced tomorrow. All conference team comes out next week. All the details at gpacksports.com. Thanks for joining us this year on the GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. As we move along in our pregame show, we will get to Dart College football coach Greg Youngblood in just a moment. Let's take a closer look, first of all, at this Northwestern team. They're 6-2 in the league, 8-2 overall. They have losses to Morningside and Concordia. Northwestern has won three in a row since the 17-16 loss to Concordia, which put them on the bubble for postseason postseason berth in the NAIA 16-team playoff series. The other losses to Morningside, that came early in the year by a 34-7 margin. Northwestern started the season hovering around the top 10 in the nation. They're currently number 14. Northwestern has outscored teams 362-150 this season for a 36.2-15 points per game average. Pretty easy to figure that out with 10 games gone in this season. Raiders gained 267.9 yards per game on the ground. They allow 92.5 yards per outing. Kyle Ochterhoff's team throws for 208.7 yards per game, and opponents have thrown for 154.9. Northwestern has turned the ball over 24 times to 20 times for opponents. Brandon Smith and Theo Bartman have each run for over 1,000 yards at 1,230 and 1,014, respectively. Smith's yards per carry average is 6.8. Bartman's is 7.2. Davis Blumendahl is 134 for 230 in the air for 1,870 yards, and he has 16 touchdown passes with 4 interceptions. Bartman is the top receiver with 39 catches for a 13.2 yards per catch average. Tyler Walker is 24 catches for 19.7 yards per catch and 4 touchdowns. Eli Grinendike and Bryce Biker each have 20 catches for a little over 12 yards per catch each. Biker has 4 touchdown receptions and Grinendike 3. Mike O'Brien has made 5 of 9 field goals with a long of 46, and he has converted 32 of 42 point after attempts. Nate Fisher is the tackle leader with 41 solos and 27 assisted stops. Isaiah Twitty has 39 solo and 30 assisted stops with 4 quarterback sacks. Jordan Carlson leads the team with 9 sacks, and Ethan Lynch has 3 interceptions to lead the Raiders. Dort College is 0-8 in league play, 1-9 overall. Their win was over Dakota State. Dort College has been shut out once this season. That was a 41-0 loss to Morningside. The defenders have outscored 34.9-13.0 per game this season. They gained 201.6 yards per game on the ground, 90.1 in the air. Opponents have run for 180 yards per game, passed for another 262 per outing. Dort College has turned it over 39 times to 18 times for opponents. Trey Pickney has run for 560 yards for a 7.5 yards per carry average. Leonard Manuel has 346 yards on the ground. Daniel Fennick, 361. Kyle Henricks is 44 of 101 through the air for 660 yards in 8 games. He's not played for a couple of weeks while dealing with an injury. Caleb Luzinger is 10 of 27 passing. Defensively, Dort College is led by Seth Vandervoort. He tops the team with 56 solo and 52 assisted stops and 2 sacks. Sam Ashmore has 46 solo tackles and 39 assisted stops. Benoit Paris has 50 solo stops and 3 interceptions for Ray Cleveland this year, leads Dort College. Let's check in now with Coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College football coach, about today's contest.
Dort College defenders wrap up football season taking on Northwestern this afternoon in Orange City, taking on the Red Raiders. And, Coach, first of all, coming off that game last week with the Doan College Tigers, a good start for your team. You got on the board first and had an opportunity to build on that lead, and things kind of turned on an interception at the goal line. But that first quarter or so, your team played some pretty good football.
Yeah, it was one of the best quarters we probably played overall if you look at all three phases of the game. Yeah, we got up. We probably should have been up 14-0, if not even maybe 21-0 there. But yeah, that's the thing. We played a real good quarter and had a turnover, and that was in the red zone, in the end zone, and that kept us from scoring. And then they got a couple things going there in the second quarter. But we were still fighting. Felt real good at halftime. Still, that you know we were right in there to come back and have an upset. And you know that was a hard one because in the second half we really played poorly in all areas. I mean, they really controlled the clock in the second half. I don't, you know, if it wore us down, it wasn't a time of possession thing because we owned it in the first half. But for whatever reason, they were able to control the clock. I think they had 21 minutes of time of possession in the second half, So our offense wasn't on the field much. Stalled when we were out there, but we were behind too, and because they were able to get scoring long scoring drives every time they had the ball from the opening, you know, second half kickoff when they got it, all those possessions, and so you know we were kind of playing then from behind, and we kind of had to get out of our game plan a little bit, try to throw a little bit more, threw some interceptions, and it snowballed. So you know that was disappointing. I felt like that was you know a half that we let it get away from us for whatever reason that you know we didn't battle like we had been battling even in other games this year where we were you know maybe down but we were still battling. It seemed like we didn't have that, so that was a challenge for our guys this week to come back and not make sure that doesn't happen again.
Looking at this week in practice now, since you got back at it on Monday, what have you seen from practice with your guys in preparation for Northwestern?
Well, obviously it's a you know, it's a game where the two schools have a big rivalry, and, you know, for football standpoint, I guess it'll be a rivalry when we really, you know, compete against them to the point that, it, you know, it's a real, real competitive game that we can call rivalry. I think last year, I guess, that we had a good game against them for quite a while, and then we kind of broke loose later. But, you know, they're a great program, and so our guys are excited for that because of the rivalry game that they feel, but you know it really still comes down to execution and being a very physical team, a very talented team that they have. You know there's no room for mistakes, so our guys understand that you know we've got to be flawless and you know we've got to bring a lot of enthusiasm. So you know in this week of practice, our guys have understood that, and so we're excited to want to get the last one of the year, finish on a positive note, and feel like we can come off the field knowing that we did everything we could and competed to our best of our abilities.
Against Doan, you faced a 5-3 front. What does Northwestern do on defense?
You know, they're that 3-5 kind of stack look where they'll walk those backers up, and it's the same kind of defense from a you know base defense, but they do a few different things. So they'll move some linebackers around and shift some people and get in some different looks that way. So they'll show us a little more variety, we think. You know, we got to be ready to, you know, for everything they can bring to us, and we got to do some things formationally, maybe to get them to move a little bit in ways we want them to, and then be able to set some things up in our game. So it'll be a little bit of a, especially early, it'll be a little bit of a cat and mouse game because we're not, you know, we know what their base is, but how they'll the variety they can show it, you know, what they'll do against us will have to be determined there in the first series or two.
On offense, what's the health of your team? I know you had some guys that were banged up, Aaron Francis, Trey Pickney, Daniel Fennig, all of those guys had some issues in terms of not being full speed. What's their status heading into tomorrow?
You know, they're going to be okay. I think a couple of them had to sit out a day or two in practice this week because they're not, you know, this time of year they're not 100%, but that extra rest has gotten them to get back on the field. So they'll be ready to go game time, the adrenaline will kick in, and being the last one, you know, there's nothing to say before now. Those guys are tough guys, so they'll be fine. And then, you know, Kyle Hendricks is back. Was cleared on end of the day Tuesday, so he practiced a little bit Tuesday and then Wednesday, Thursday. So he's clear to go. He'll be our starter, and then Caleb Lusinger will be ready to go as well and to see healthy.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about today's matchup, and we have stopped the pregame clock, and we are set to kick off for today's contest. Takes a skip, Dort College kicking off to Northwestern at the 10-yard line, and brought down at the 21-yard line is the return man for Northwestern. That's Theo Bartman. Bartman taken down on the play. That's Chris McCoy in on the stop for the defender. Sam Ashmore as well for Dort College, and Northwestern will take over first down and 10. They will have it at their own 21-yard line. So we've gotten underway just a shade before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Referee John Schmidt said, we're ready to go. So they kick off a little bit early. Davis Blumendahl in the shotgun. Inside handoff. This is Brandon Smith. Smith the ball carrier. And Smith with a 4-yard pickup on the play as he's brought down at the 25-yard line. Point of contact, Mike Applegate there for the defenders. Seth Vandevort there to clean things up from his middle linebacker spot. And that'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go. Second and 5, we'll call it. He's all the way to the 26-yard line. Sam Ashmore comes over to the left side to cover the man in the slot. Pass over the top is caught to the 49-yard line and down at the 49-yard line. Pass completed from Blumendahl To the wideout, Tyler Walker. Walker with 24 receptions this year for Northwestern. He snags that one at midfield. Has to stretch out to grab it. And Northwestern has it first down and 10 at the 50-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for Northwestern. They're at midfield. Inside handoff. I believe that's Bartman. Bartman a carry of 5 yards on the play. Maybe four. McCoy and Ashmore there on the stop for the defenders. Also cleaning things up on the far defensive end. That's number 84, Jordan Birdsong. Birdsong drawing the starting nod over there. Northwestern in hurry-up offense. Pass in the flat, completed to the 40-yard line and drug down at the 31. Another completion over to Tyler Walker. And Northwestern has moved from their own 21-yard line down to the Dort College 30-yard line. That's a 15-yard pickup on the play. Northwestern picking up the pace. Pistol formation. You've got the running back behind Blumendahl, and they hand it off to Smith, and Smith is thrown for a 5-yard loss on the play. Sam Ashmore able to come in and make a tackle for a loss. Sam Ashmore this season, he adds to his 14.5 tackles for loss. He now has 15.5 as he makes the solo stop. That's a 6-yard loss on the play. It's second down and 16. Northwestern not huddling up at all. Twin receivers to the right. Two running backs. Here's Blumendahl rolling right. Pass is completed on the near sideline to Bryce Biker. Biker down to the 24-yard line. So that is a gain of 16. I beg your pardon. That's a gain of 13 on the play. And that'll set up third down and 3 for Northwestern at the Dort College 23-yard line. They run the option, hand it off to Bartman. Bartman is stopped, I believe, short of the first down by less than a yard. Northwestern facing fourth down and short at the Dort College 21-yard line, and they'll be facing fourth down for the first time this afternoon. So Northwestern with the football in Dort College territory at the 21-yard line. No decision to be made. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. Blumendahl with the football, fakes the inside handoff, pitches over to Bartman. Bartman has space to work with. He's got the first down and then some. He's to the 15, to the 10, and drug out of bounds. Well, forced out of bounds, finally. Thought a player was going to drag him out at a 7. He was able to lunge his way forward for an additional 5 yards all the way down to the 2-yard line before he's forced out. And now Northwestern has it first down and goal to go at the Dort College 2-yard line. Well, this will be a contrast in style. Dort College lets the play clock run down on offense. Northwestern looks like they want to pick up the tempo. Handoff goes to Smith. Smith into the end zone, touchdown. So Northwestern with a 2-yard touchdown run by Brandon Smith. And Northwestern has taken a 6-0 lead. 6-0 our score, 12:29 left to play. In the first quarter, Northwestern marches down the football field without much incident. They complete two passes along the way. And now on to attempt the point after is Mike O'Brien. So O'Brien, for the point after attempt, lines it up, and O'Brien, for the 33rd time this season, knocks the point after through, and Northwestern has the lead 7-0, a little under 3 minutes into this contest. Northwestern with a 79-yard touchdown drive, and they'll be kicking off to Dort College when we resume play right after this. Seven to nothing, Northwestern takes the early lead. They march the football 79 yards in less than 3 minutes. They did it with a couple of passes and a couple of big gainers to Walker. Also, Bryce Biker caught a first down, well, caught a pass after Northwestern was forced into second down and 16. End-over-end kick taken by Ray Cleveland at the 10-yard line, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, 30, and brought down at the 33-yard line. Northwestern on the special teams, making the play. And a player that's not on our two deep, so Northwestern. With that tackle was Mitchell Jansen for Northwestern, and the Red Raiders send the defense out onto the field. Dort College with their offense for the first time this afternoon, and Kyle Henricks will be under center to start today's contest. So Kyle Henricks cleared. Middle of the week for play this week against Northwestern. Josh Van Kampen is the fullback. They send Fennig in motion. Dort College is going to run option. And Henricks keeps it himself, picks up 2 or 3 yards on the play before he's brought down. Northwestern making the stop is Jordan Carlson. Henricks, 660 yards passing this season. Gets the play from the sideline. 12:05 left to play in the first quarter. And we said this would be a contrast. Dort College wants to slow the tempo down. Northwestern wants to speed it up. Over the football is Owen Rinalda. Rinalda playing in his last collegiate game for the Dort College defenders. Fennec goes in motion. Inside handoff, they fake it. Henricks keeps it himself, and Henricks is thrown for no gain. Dropped for no gain, I should say. And the Dort College defenders facing now third down and eight. Jansen on the stop for Northwestern. So not much there for the defenders on offense. Dort College in their road white jerseys, silver numbers, trimmed out in black. Northwestern in their red jerseys with white numbers trimmed out in black. 11:15 left to play in the first half. First quarter. Dort College trailing 7-0. Northwestern marched the football 79 yards on their first possession. Henricks is under center. Henricks drops back, looks to pass, and floats it out, and it's incomplete. Closest man there for Northwestern was Justin Woolard. Pass intended for Sam Verhulst. And that'll bring a fourth down, and Dort College is forced to punt from their own 34-yard line. Punting for Dort College is Heath Bonestro. Bonestro has punted 33 times this season for a 38.2 yards per punt average. It appears to me he'll have the wind at his back, judging by the flags. And Bonestro gets his foot into this one. Taken at the 24-yard line by the return man for Northwestern. Bringing it out, Red Raiders, and a 10-yard pickup on the play for the Red Raiders. Leonard Manuel on the stop. That was Ben Green running it back for Northwestern on the punt return, and Northwestern will take over first down and 10 yards to go, and they will have it at their own 38-yard line. So Dort College forced to punt. Northwestern has it at their own 38. 10:50 remaining, first quarter. Blumendahl in the gun. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Now pitches option over to Smith. Smith with the football at the 45-yard line, and he's finally drug down in Dort College territory at the 34-yard line. Cam Petrie and Seth Vandevort on the tackle for Smith off the option. That's an 18-yard pickup on the play. First down and 10 for Northwestern in Dort College territory at the 44-yard line. Blumendahl hands it off to Smith. Smith up the middle. He's got room to run. He could go. He's to the 25, to the 20, to the 15. Tripped up from behind. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwestern. So Smith gets the call again. A 44-yard touchdown run, and Northwestern leads it 13-0, pending the point after. So Smith with his second touchdown run of the day, and Northwestern leads it 13-0. Smith with a 2-yard touchdown run, and now a 44-yard touchdown run, and Northwestern owns a 13-0 advantage. 10:25 left to play in the first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A botched kick. Football is loose. Cam Petrie tries to pick it up near the 40-yard line, and Dort College is able to keep Northwestern from converting the point after. And the Dort College defenders trail at 13-0. 10:25 left to go in the first quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders have surrendered two quick touchdowns. Northwestern owns a 13-0 advantage, and for Northwestern, it has been too easy. And the Dort College defenders now need to find a way to at least move the football and sustain a drive, keep the football out of a very potent Northwestern offense's hands. Kicking the football for Northwestern will be Mike O'Brien. 13-0, Northwestern botched that last point after attempt. O'Brien will approach and put his foot into it. This is a squib kick taken by Dort College at the 30 to the 35 and forced out of bounds. Aaron Flohn. One of the return men on the return team stationed at the 30-yard line. He brings it out to the 37 And that is where Dort College will take over, first down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. 10:20 remaining, first quarter. Northwestern 13, Dort College 0. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Henricks is under center. Lennard Manuel is the fullback. Your wings are Fennec and Pickney. Hand off to Lennard Manuel. Manuel to midfield, and he falls forward into Northwestern territory all the way down to the 46-yard line. A gain of 17 on the play, and the Dort College defenders have their first down of the day. For Lennard Manuel, he has been thrown for just 2 yards of lost yardage out of the backfield. As I said, he's one of those guys that seems to be running downhill all the time. Wide receiver split to the left for Dort College. That's number 86 on the near side. It's Rockland Mao. Dort College running option on the right side. Pitch over to Pickney. Football is loose, and they fumble it out of bounds. So Dort College loses 3 on the play on the errant pitch from Henricks to Pickney. A loss of 3. It'll be second down and 13. So Rockland Mao on the near side. Mao is a sophomore from Idaho. On the far side is David Grease. He's the wideout. Your offensive line at the tackles, Moorhead and Skolton. The guards are Vischer and Huseman. Inside handoff to Lennard. No, they fake it. They pitch it over to Pickney, and nothing there for Trey Pickney. Pickney shovels it back over to Henricks, and Henricks just gets blasted on the play. They're going to rule Pickney down on the play. And a loss of 3. It's going to be third down and 16. Third and 16, 9:14 and counting, first quarter. Northwestern out to a 13-0 lead. Sunshine here in Orange City. Winds out of the, well, certainly looks like it's out of the southeast to me. 5 to 15 miles per hour. Inside handoff to Lennard. Lennard is knocked for a loss on the play. 4-yard loss for Lennard Manuel. Back to the 43-yard line. So Dort College on that series of downs after getting a first down goes backwards 10 yards. It'll be fourth down and 20, and Bonestro is on to punt. So Dort College with a first down, 8:36 remaining. First quarter, Dort College trails 13-0. Return man for Northwestern back at his own 15-yard line. That's Ben Green. So Bonestro will get his foot into it at the 34-yard line, a high spiraling kick taken by Green at the 10-yard line. He's going to bring it out. He's to the 15, trying to work his way up, and Aaron Francis spins him down at the 17-yard line, and that is where Northwestern will take over. First down and 10 at their own 17 with 8:12 remaining in this first quarter. Dort College forced to punt, and they had to do it from their own 42-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod Abor is an agent, 712-737-6000. Split backfield with Blumendahl running the quarterback. He hands it off to Bartman. Bartman, a 3-yard pickup on the play for Northwestern. Seth Vandevort on the tackle. Also Chris McCoy there for Dort College. McCoy, one of the lineman Vinoy Harris also on the stop. They pitch it over to Bartman now. Bartman at the 20 to the 25, and he's short of the first down by a couple of yards. That's going to bring up third down and 2. Vinoy Harris, the tackle machine there again for Dort College. Vinoy Harris, 50 solo and 30 assisted stops for Dort College coming into this football game. Dort College trailing 13-0 midway through the first quarter. Third down and 2. Blumendahl hands it off. No, keeps it himself, and he's going to be thrown for a loss, and it'll be fourth down. So Dort College, the defense comes up with a stop. Micah Applegate on the tackle. Also Seth Vandevort there to fill in the gaps to make sure Blumendahl has nowhere to go with it. Faked me out. I thought he had given it to Brandon Smith. Instead, it's going to be fourth down, a loss of a couple on the play. And Northwestern is forced to punt for the first time this afternoon from their own 23-yard line. So Northwestern will be punting. This is Nathan DeHoyos, 36.9 yards per punt. Dort College should get the ball in pretty good field position here. De Hoyos puts his foot into it. This is a line drive kick. It'll take a skip at midfield and very near a Dort College player. Northwestern will down it. Football is downed at the 43-yard line. A Dort College player very nearly got blocked into that ball. Wasn't able to make out who was engaged with a Northwestern player blocking. That was Zach Shaver, number 37 for Dort College. Very nearly got blocked back into that football, and if he touches it, it's a live ball. Henricks comes out onto the field to play. 6:36 left to play in the first quarter. Northwestern leading at 7-0. Dort College taking over at their own 43-yard line. Dort College is going to run Wildcat. Pickney hands it off to Fennig. Fennig with the football at the 45-yard line. And he's brought down for a 2-yard gain on the play. So Dort College, for the first time this afternoon, they put Pickney in the shotgun. Henricks is on the field, and now Dort College will send Henricks off of the field. No, they'll line him up wide right. So Dort College giving a little different look. Now it's Ben Kempen who will line up at one of the wings, and as will Fennig on the near side. You've got the two receivers, Verhulst and Grease. They send Fennig in motion. Pickney fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's to the 47-yard line. So a gain of 2 on the play for Trey Pickney. Pickney lining up at the quarterback spot. Now, Coach Greg Youngblood had indicated earlier in the season, or about 2 weeks ago, actually, when Caleb Luzinger was forced into the starter's role. He said, don't be surprised if in a backup situation, Trey Pickney ends up taking some of the snaps. Would not be surprised to see Dort College try to incorporate that more when they get into spring ball and heading into next fall. Bryce Russler, the starting quarterback from earlier this season, injured early on in the year, lost to a knee injury. Henricks back to pass, passed over the middle, is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Sam Verhulst. Broken up on the play by Northwestern's Jermaine Ambrose. Ambrose leads the team with 3 interceptions. That time comes up to make the stop, and it was in and out of the hands of Sam Verhulst, and now Dort College will be forced to punt with the line of scrimmage at the 46-yard line. So Bonestro on to punt with the wind. Bonestro puts his foot into it. Hang time taken by Green at his own 10-yard line. He's pinned on the sideline, and he's going to be forced out of bounds at the 15. Coverage by the defenders. And on the coverage that time, you had Matt Grease. With Jordan Birdsong also down on the play. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College trailing 13-0. So Northwestern with the football, Blumendahl. Two running backs behind him, that's Bartman and Smith. Back to throw is Blumendahl. Blumendahl completes it on the far sideline to Tyler Walker. Walker out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's a 10-yard pickup on the play. And it'll be first down and 10 to go for Northwestern at their own 27-yard line. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl chased down from behind and buried at the 17-yard line. Quarterback sack for John Gardner. Gardner on the tackle. So Gardner knocks Blumendahl down at the 18-yard line. That's a loss of 14 on the play. It's going to be second down and 24. Second and 24 for Northwestern. Blumendahl in the shotgun. Pass incomplete, and we've got a flag on the play. Anthony Hallam's going to be rung up. It'll either be holding or pass interference against Hallam. Stops the clock, and we'll get the indication from the official. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And pass interference is the call. And that's a first down. The foul occurred at the 24-yard line. So the sticks will actually get moved back to the 24, and it'll be first down and 10 for Northwestern. So Dort College helps Northwestern out there on the pass interference call. Handoff to Smith. Smith, the ball carrier, and Smith is brought down at the 26-yard line. Second down and 8 on the way. Second and 8. Birdsong on the tackle. Front three for Dort College. You've got Birdsong. You've got Josh Waldecker. Running option to the right is Blumendahl. Blumendahl with a football. He pitches at the last moment to Bartman. Bartman forced out of bounds near the 30. And it's going to be third down. And it's going to be third down and 5 as they mark him at the 29-yard line, out of bounds on the near sideline, the Northwestern bench area blocking my view, so it couldn't make out who made that tackle for Dort College. 3:47 left to play, first quarter. Dort College trails 13-0. Third down conversion attempt coming here for Northwestern. Biker to the right. Back to passes, Blumendahl. Looking left. Pass floated up, incomplete, intended for J.C. Hoig. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 5. Northwestern will be forced to punt from their own 29-yard line. So after running up and down the field for two scores, Northwestern will be forced to punt for the second consecutive possession. And it appears we may have had a flag on the play. I didn't see the handkerchief on the ground. And it appears Dort College will decline the penalty. We'll get the indication. An ineligible receiver downfield for Northwestern. Dort College will decline the penalty. They'll take the play, which was an incomplete pass, and Northwestern is forced to punt. Nathan DeJoyes will be kicking for the Raiders. Back to return will be Trey Pickney at the 35-yard line. DeJoyes with a low-line drive kick, his last attempt into the wind. Gets it away, an end-over-end line drive. Pickney will let it drop at the 38-yard line, and that's where it'll be downed. Greg Hegstead on the coverage for Northwestern, downs the punt, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. So Dort College, last couple of possessions have started at their own 37, their own 43, and now their own 39. So not bad field possession. Dort College with a couple of first downs to their credit thus far this afternoon, trailing 13-0. Kyle Henricks is under center. Lennard Manuel is the fullback. On the near side is Pickney. Hand off to Lennard. Lennard straight up the middle. Football is loose. It's still loose, and Northwestern falls on it at the 45-yard line. The ball came loose at the line of scrimmage, and Northwestern recovers at the 45-yard line of the Dort College defenders, and the fumble will give Northwestern good field position. Coming up off of the bottom of the stack for Northwestern is Aaron Jansen. So Dort College will send the defense onto the field. Josh Nolmeyer is the cornerback to the near side. Sam Ashmore, Vinoy Harris, Seth Vandevort, Matt Grease are the linebackers. Safety is Ray Cleveland. Also deep is John Leachins. The far side cornerback is Zach Shaver for Dort College. 3:21 remaining, first quarter. Northwestern leads at 13-0. They scored on their first two possessions. Play action pass, Blumendahl. Pass to the right side, completed to Biker down to the 20-yard line, and he's going to be downed at the 17-yard line. Nolmeyer makes the tackle. Gain of 28 on the play. So Nolmeyer on the tackle. Northwestern leads at 13-0. Blumendahl with a tight end set to the right. Fakes the handoff. Drops back to pass. Pass towards the end zone is incomplete. Catching the football but falling out of bounds is Eli Grunendijk. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. 3:02 remaining in the first quarter. Northwestern 13, Dort College 0. Blumendahl has the two running backs behind him. Under pressure, swings it off. Left side pass is completed to Bartman, and Bartman is brought down at the 20-yard line. A loss of 3 on the play. Pressure applied that time by John Gardner. So a loss of 3. It'll be 3rd down and long for Northwestern. They're at the 20. They need to make it down to inside the 7-yard line for a 1st down. So Northwestern with a football in Dort College territory. Blumendahl, the quarterback. Two receivers set to the right, two to the left. Lone setback is Smith. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl has time. Now he's flushed from the pocket. He's going to scramble. He's going to have to tuck it away. Dodges a tackler and is brought down inside the 10. Depends on the spot of the football. Looks like he got enough for a 1st down as he's down inside the 10 to the 5, actually, and down at the 4-yard line. He was able to sidestep Aaron Flohn. So 1st down and goal to go for Northwestern. Blumendahl has Smith and Bartman. He's going to run option, pitches over to Smith. Smith at the 10 to the 5 into the end zone. We've got a flag. A flag thrown on the play. This one could be coming back. Smith had a huge hole to run through, and he may have been helped out by a hold. Flag was thrown at the 2-yard line. If the play stands, it'll be Smith's 3rd touchdown of the afternoon. It doesn't look like it's going to stand, though, as the Northwestern offense is still on the field. And the penalty. Let's hear from John Schmidt what the call is. So holding penalty on Tyler Walker, the wide receiver for Northwestern. He got caught for the hold that happened at the 3-yard line, so they'll go 10 yards back from the spot of the foul. Replay 1st down, and it'll be 1st down and goal to go at the 13-yard line. Blumendahl has Smith and Bartman. Receiver to the right side is Biker. Takes the inside handoff. Blumendahl is going to roll right, floats it towards the end zone, and the pass is completed to Biker into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bryce Biker. A 13-yard touchdown reception. And the Northwestern Red Raiders lead 19 to nothing. And the point after on the way for Mike O'Brien. So Biker stretches out in the end zone, keeps 1 foot in play for the touchdown. 2 minutes up to go in the first quarter. 19 to nothing our score. End-over-end kick by O'Brien is through the uprights. And Northwestern leads it now 20 to nothing. 20 nothing our score. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Northwestern helped out by a fumble by the North College defenders, gave the Red Raiders field position at the 45-yard line. They capped the drive with a 13-yard touchdown completion from Blumenau to Biker, making it a 20-0 score. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Cleveland and Pinckney, stationed at the 5-yard line. O'Brien will kick off for the 3rd time this afternoon following a touchdown by Northwestern. So Northwestern has scored on 3 of their first 5 possessions. And O'Brien, a low line drive. It's taken by Cleveland. No, he drops it, picks it up. He's to the 20. Race spins away from a tackler. He's past the 25 down to the 28-yard line and is brought down. 1st down and 10 for the defenders. This will be at the 28-yard line. Tackle made by Greg Hegstead for Northwestern. And Dort College takes over. They'll mark him at the 29-yard line. So Dort College has not had bad field position this afternoon. I don't think they've been inside the 20. But they have not helped themselves out. They haven't been able to move the football consistently. Henricks fakes the inside pitch. Or the handoff, now pitches over to Pinckney, and Pinckney's going to lose yardage on the play. Pinckney, nowhere to go, steps out of bounds at the 20-yard line. That's a loss of 9 on the play. 1:46 left to play in the first quarter. 20 to nothing, our score. Northwestern leads it. Dort College with a football at their own 20. Northwestern, a suffocating defense thus far. Dort College has one first down to their credit. That was a ramble by Leonard Manuel. Henricks under center. Dort College went through the quick motion from Pickney. Northwestern jumped off, but they get back onside before Henricks snaps the ball, so he gets the play in from the sideline. Back to pass is Henricks. Inside pitch goes to Pickney, and Pickney is brought down at the 26-yard line. Gains 6 yards back. It'll be third down and 13. So the shovel pass to Pickney up the middle. Northwestern has it, or pardon me, Dort College has it, third down and 13. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. Northwestern in front early, 20 to nothing for Northwestern. A win keeps their playoff hopes alive. For Dort College, they're trying to play for pride and act as the spoiler, but they've dug themselves a hole this afternoon. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks' pass over the middle is completed to Rockland Mao. Mao brought down at the 38-yard line. That's going to be short of the first down by a yard. Dort College trails 20 to nothing, and it looks like they will send the punt team onto the field. So fourth down and one. Looks like Dort College will try to get the punt off with the wind. They're going to have to hustle. 15 seconds left. Everybody's set. Now 12 seconds left. Bonestro will punt from with the line of scrimmage at the 38. Football is skipped back to Bonestro. He fields it, gets his foot into it. Back to return is Green, and he lets it go out of bounds with 1.5 seconds remaining. So Northwestern will get it first down and 10. At their own 34-yard line. So Dort College punted from their own 38. Northwestern will take over first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So a net of 28 yards on the play. So 1.5 seconds remaining. Blumendahl on to run one more play before the first quarter comes to an end. 20 to nothing our score. Blumendahl hands it off to Bartman. Bartman with the football, and Bartman is brought down at the 37-yard line. Gains about 3 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 7 when we resume play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the field. Quarter break. Northwestern leads it 20 to nothing. Back with more after this.
Are you...
Northwestern owns a 20-0 lead thus far, and it's been all Northwestern so far. Dort College with one first down to their credit. Handoff goes to Smith. Smith the ball carrier, and Smith is drugged down from behind at the 47-yard line, but not before he picks up 10 yards on the play and a first down for Northwestern. So the Red Raiders move the chains. Northwestern with the football at their own 47-yard line. First down and 10. Blumendahl in the gun. Got a receiver to the left, that's Walker. Flares it out right side over to Biker. Biker at midfield, and he's going to be ridden down in Dort College territory at the 48-yard line. Nolmeyer on the tackle. Gain of 4 on the play. Biker caught it on the numbers on the far side. Gains 4. It's going to be 2nd down and 6. 2nd and 6 for Northwestern. Handed off to Smith. Smith on the left side. Ducks outside. Now he's to the numbers. Angling towards the sideline and forced out of bounds by Seth Vandevort. Well, they're going to mark him out of bounds well up the field. The line judge will mark him out at the 42-yard line. So a gain of 7 on the play. Needed 6. He got 7. So knocked out of bounds at the 42-yard line. 14-10 remaining, first half. Northwestern 20, Dort College 0. Blumendahl takes the snap. Looks like he's going to run option. Now pulls up. He's going to pass it off. Incomplete, intended for Grunendijk on the far sideline at the 25-yard line of the defenders. Floats it too far out of play, and that'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10, Dort College substituting in with Josh Waldacker. He'll play defensive line. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. 722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Blumendahl back to pass. He's going to drop it over to Biker. Biker's pass catch is complete down to the 26-yard line. That's a 16-yard pickup on the play as Biker makes the over-the-shoulder catch at the 26-yard line. Clock stops as they move the chains. Now they're reset. Blumendahl in the gun. Hand off to Bartman. Bartman up the middle. Bartman past the 20. Down to the 19-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3. Second down and 3 yards to go. Blumendahl. Shotgun, he's got Smith and Bartman, a pair of 1,000-yard receivers behind him. Pass is floated and intercepted by Ray Cleveland. Cleveland with his fourth INT this year, looking for a blocker, and he is downed at the 19-yard line. Blumendahl floats it out to no one in particular, and Ray Cleveland is there to make the interception. For Ray Cleveland, that is his team-high fourth interception this season. And the Northwestern Red Raiders turn the football over for the first time this afternoon. And Dort College will have it with 13:18 remaining till halftime. Henricks is the quarterback. Van Kempen is behind him. Fennec goes in motion. They hand it off to Van Kempen. Van Kempen, the ball carrier, and Van Kempen is brought down at the 21-yard line. A gain of 2 on the play. It's second down and 8. Offensive line for the defenders. You've got Skolton and Moorhead at the tackles. The guards are Huseman and Vischer. The center is Owen Rinalda. Three of those five players, seniors, playing in their final games for the Dort College defenders. They've been pretty durable over the years. Botch snap. It's down on the ground. No flag on the play. Dort College trying to go to that quick snap as they thought they had Northwestern drawn off. Loss of 2 on the play as Henricks has to fall on top of it. Rinalda actually started his career as a tight end for the defenders, moved over to center. Huseman started as a linebacker. He moved to the offensive side of the football. He was the center last season. Patrick Vischer moved inside from a tackle spot to a guard this year. Third down and 12. Back to pass. Henricks throws it up for grabs, and if it's caught, it's going to be a Northwestern player, but he's caught out of bounds. Making the catch but being pushed out of bounds is Jermaine Ambrose. Ambrose playing center field on that play, comes over to the sideline, and the Dort College wide receiver turns into a defensive back and forces the player out of bounds as he makes the catch in the air. And Dort College will punt, but they'll be punting into the wind. On the kick will be Heath Bonestro with a line of scrimmage at the 18-yard line. So Dort College punting from their own 18. A line drive by Bonestro towards the sideline near midfield, and they're going to mark it out of bounds. As the line judge comes walking up the field at the 43-yard line. So a net of 25 yards on that kick. Northwestern has it at the Dort College 43-yard line with 12 minutes remaining in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Brandon Smith spins his way forward, picks up 6 or 7 yards on the play. Matt Grease on the tackle. Grease on the outside, one of the linebackers for the defenders. He and Ashmore are the outside linebackers. They'll come up and show more of a five-man front. Ashmore was moving on the play. They pitch it over to Bartman. Bartman with a free play. And a flag on the play comes out, and Bartman breaks the tackle, and it looks like everybody stopped playing. We've got one flag at the line of scrimmage. That was Ashmore coming off sides. There was another flag further up the field. And for Northwestern, the celebration is short-lived. The flag was thrown at the 32. Now they're going to throw it back towards the 38, and that would indicate to me that there was a hold by a Northwestern player. Sam Ashmore started things by coming across the line of scrimmage. So the two flags Northwestern's offense has stayed on the field, and it certainly appears. So there you have it. The penalties offset. Dort College called for an offsides, and they actually caught John Gardner going across the line of scrimmage. I thought it was Sam Ashmore, but it looks like Johnny got a little bit too much of a head start. And then the block in the back on the near side, that was called against Tyler Walker. We'll do it again, second down and three. Football at the 36-yard line, so wave off the touchdown. Blumendahl out of the grasp of a would-be Dort College tackler. Now the football loose, no. Well, they say Grease comes up with it. Grease comes up with the football, but they're going to say that the runner was down. Now the officials will huddle up and make sure they get the call right. Dort College defense trying to help out on the play. So Grease came away with the football. It's going to be a loss of yardage, and they will say Dort College gets the fumble recovery. Matt Grease gets the fumble recovery at the 40-yard line. The ball came loose in the middle of the play. Several things went wrong on that play for Northwestern. Dort College looked like it was going to be a big loss on the play as the defense came shooting through the gaps. I believe the initial point of contact, either Benoit Harris or John Gardner, couldn't make out which player got there first. And now the Dort College defenders will send their offense onto the field. Going to run Wildcat. Pickney at the quarterback. Send a man in motion. That's Fennec. Fakes the handoff. Football's down on the ground, and Pickney will fall on top of it. Loss of 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and 17. So Northwestern fumbles. So for the second straight possession, Northwestern turns it over. And Dort College has it. Started the drive at their own 40, but they lose 7 yards on the first play from scrimmage. And it will now be second down and 17 with 10:45 left to play in the first half. Kyle Henricks under center. Henricks back to throw. Pass deflected, intended for Fennec. Fennec would have had some room to run if that pass gets there, but defensive lineman for Northwestern knocks it down at the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third down and 17. Third down and 17. So third down and 17. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Northwestern owns a 20-0 lead. Henricks is under center. Henricks, inside pitch, goes to Pickney, and Pickney is spun down after no gain on the play. Tackle by Northwestern's Aaron Jansen. That'll bring up fourth down and 16. So a gain of 1 on the play for Pickney. And by the time we get to halftime, unless something changes here, Dort College will not have positive yardage. Offensively, Dort College has had too many plays where they've lost 5 and 6 and 7 yards. Bonestro on to punt, gets his foot into it, a high kick into the wind, fair catch called for at the 38-yard line. Ball goes out of bounds as the return man for Northwestern lets it drop. That was Ben Green who calls for the fair catch, lets it go out of bounds, and Northwestern will take over first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. So Dort forced to punt from their own 33. Northwestern takes over first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. 9:55 remaining, first half. 20-0, Northwestern in front. Hand off to Bartman. Bartman the ball carrier, and Bartman picks up 5 yards on the play. Second down and 5 on the way. Bartman straight up the middle. Applegate and Ashmore there for the defenders. Second down and 5. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl pass is completed up the sideline to the 25, to the 20, to the 15. Ray Cleveland is unable to make the tackle, and Tyler Walker goes in untouched for the 56-yard touchdown completion. a 51-yard touchdown completion. That should be from Blumendahl to Walker. And Northwestern now leads it 26-0. 26-0, our score. On to attempt the point after is Mike O'Brien. So O'Brien with a point after attempt on the way. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Northwestern leads it 27-0. 27-0, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing Northwestern now 27-0. Northwestern striking for their second aerial touchdown of the game. Blumendahl to Walker that time for 51 yards. And O'Brien gets his foot into it. An end-over-end kick taken by Cleveland at the 8-yard line. He's to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at the 28-yard line. And that's where Dort College will take over. First down and 10. First person there for Northwestern on the coverage was Taylor Morris. Morris makes the tackle. And the Dort College defenders with the football at their own 28-yard line. There's been a contrast in style with Northwestern striking quickly. Dort College, by comparison, very deliberate. Under center is Kyle Henricks. Henricks awaits the snap from Ronaldo, pitches over to Fennig, and for Fennig, there's nothing there. Tackle made by Northwestern Stan Fleming. Fleming makes the tackle. For Fennig, it is a loss of 3 or 4 on the play. Other GPAC scores in progress. Morningside leads Briarcliff 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings 7-0. Dakota Wesleyan and Midland are scoreless. 8:45 left to go. First half of play, Northwestern 27, Dort College 0. Man in motion is Pickney. Misdirection. They hand it off to Fennig going the other way. Fennig to the sideline, and he's forced out of bounds near the original line of scrimmage for this drive. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Fisher on the tackle for Northwestern, forcing Fennig out of bounds on the far sideline in front of the Dort College bench. Coming up later this afternoon, Dort College basketball as they face AIB. We'll try to keep you up to date on that score update as things move along. A couple of our student assistants in the sports information office on hand, and if they can tear themselves away from the student section, they'll be sending us score updates. Back to passes, Henricks. Henricks, pass over the middle, is complete, and Dort College has a first down. Pass is completed over the middle, and that's completed to Sam Verhulst. Verhulst to the 41-yard line. So a 14-yard pickup on the play, and the defenders have a first down. Their second first down of the day. Leonard Manuel had a carry earlier. That was enough for a first down. So now at the 41-yard line, it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders. 7:45 left to play, first half. Let's see if Dort College can get something positive to happen here in the second half of this quarter. Back to passes, Henricks. Henricks looks, pass is completed to Greasy. He hangs on to it. Lunges forward, maybe picks up a first down on the play. That's David Grease with the catch. Jarrell Kyles on the tackle. That's another first down for the defenders. So Dort College going to the air. Kyle Henricks completing the pass to Grease. Grease is on the near side. Verhulst is on the far side. They're lining Pickney up in the slot to the left. The fullback is Leonard Manuel for Dort College. For Northwestern, they will show a three-man front. They'll bring the outside linebackers up to the line of scrimmage, though. In motion is Fennig. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks, a fade pattern to the corner. Incomplete near the 15-yard line. That was Verhulst, who very nearly came down with it. Coverage by Northwestern's Jake Zylstra. So Verhulst, unable to stretch out and make the catch inside the 15. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where Values Matter member FDIC. York College with a football at the Northwestern 49-yard line. Second down and 10 on the way. Clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Under center is Henricks. Henricks is going to roll right, run the option, and he is drugged down from behind at the line of scrimmage. Making the tackle is Nate Fisher. Looked like Henricks might have some room to run, but closing quickly was Fisher for the solo tackle. Gain of one on the play. They'll give him forward progress to the 48. It's third down and 9. 6:40 and counting. First half, Northwestern 27, Dort College 0. Coming up at halftime, we'll check in with a variety of items from across the Dort College campus. Sam Ekstrom will be visiting with head soccer coach Dave Schenck on the completion of the men's soccer season. Henricks fakes the inside pass, drops back to pass, looking, and he's hit as he makes the throw, and the ball is taken out of the air by Northwestern for an interception. That's Dylan Green. Green catches the football in the air as it came loose. It may have been a pass attempt, but the ball came free, and if it drops to the ground, they have to debate whether it is a fumble or a pass attempt. Instead, snatching it out of the air is Dylan Green, and he limps to the sideline, shaken up on the play. He'll get credit for the interception. He picked it out of the air cleanly. And Northwestern has it now first down and 10 at the Dort College 48-yard line. Pass to the sideline, completed over to Bryce Biker, and Biker is brought down at the 37-yard line. It'll be an 11-yard gain on the play for Blumendahl to Biker. Clock stops for the moment as the defenders get reset on defense and they set the chains. Northwestern leads it 27-0, 6:05 remaining. Handoff goes to Smith. Smith, the ball carrier, and Smith falls over the 35-yard line, lunges forward for another 3 yards to the 32. It's a gain of 5 on the play. It's second down and 5. So Northwestern already leading 27-0 with 5:48 left to play. They've got it in Dort College territory. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl looks over the middle, pass completed to a wide-open Smith. Smith to the 20, to the 15, Ray Cleveland racing him into the corner, and Smith is into the end zone for the third time this afternoon. A flag on the play, though. So hold the celebration for the time being. And they're going to call the penalty, I believe, on Northwestern. Not sure if it was a hold, so Brandon Smith caught the ball over the middle and raced to the corner of the end zone, outrunning the angle that Ray Cleveland had on him. And this one's going to come back. So the holding penalty called on Nathan Neuendorf for Northwestern. That'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Flag was thrown at the 32, so they'll bring it back to the 42. 10-yard penalty. That'll make it second down and 15. 5:32 left to play in the first half. Bartman will line up in the slot. Bikers to the far side. Two receivers set to the near side. Brandon Smith is in the backfield. He'll block. Blumendahl sidesteps the pressure. He's going to scramble. He's to the 30, to the 25. And he is brought down there by Ray Cleveland at the 23-yard line. But a 20-yard gain on the play for Blumendahl. And Northwestern will have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 23-yard line. First and 10 for Northwestern. Red Raiders have it. Shotgun. They hand it off to Smith. Smith to the 20, and he is brought down by Seth Vandevoort. Gain of 3 on the play for Brandon Smith. Smith, one of 2,000-yard rushers for this Northwestern team, came into the contest with over 1,260 yards. He's got well over 1,300 now. He's got 2 touchdowns already this afternoon. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl to the sideline. Pass is completed. It's to Tyler Walker inside the 10. He's brought down. Brought down by Shaver at the 8. So a gain of 11 on the play. Clock stops as they reset the chains. Northwestern already leading 27-0 and threatening to tack on a fifth touchdown this afternoon. Smith is in the backfield. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. They hand it up to Smith. Smith to the five. Stops, plants, and he is going to be brought down. Zach Shaver was the first man there. He grabs a leg and won't let go. And Smith is brought down at inside the five. Finishing him off was Vinoy Harris. Chris McCoy. Chris McCoy, number 49 rather than 59, getting the assisted stop. First down and goal to go, though, for Northwestern inside the five-yard line. Blumendahl hands it off to Bartman. Bartman to the line of scrimmage, and he is into the end zone touchdown. A four-yard touchdown run for Bartman, his first of the day. And Northwestern has their third rushing touchdown of the afternoon, their fifth overall. Northwestern now leads it 33-0, pending the point after. 3:57 left to go in the first half. Northwestern 33, Dort College 0. O'Brien on to attempt the point after. He has made three of these already this afternoon, and he makes a fourth. He's got 36 point afters made this season, and Northwestern leads it now 34-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Bartman touchdown run makes it 34-0 after Mike O'Brien's point after is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. O'Brien approaches and puts his foot into it, an end-over-end kick angled towards the sideline. Cleveland will take it near the goal line. He's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and he's brought down at the 27-yard line. Ball comes out at the end of the play, though. Northwestern says they have it. And Dylan Green comes away with it. So Green with an interception and now a fumble recovery. And Northwestern has the football in Dort College territory after the fumbled kick return. Northwestern has the football first down and 10 to go at the 30-yard line. So Northwestern, possibility of adding insult to injury this afternoon here in the first half, leading already 34-0. Blumendahl back to pass. Blumendahl pass flared off to the right side to Biker. Biker a 14-yard pickup on the play before he's brought down. Josh Nolmeyer makes the tackle down to the 17-yard line, so a pickup of 13 on the play. Blumendahl in the pistol. He's got Smith behind him. They're going to line Bartman up, actually, as a wing back. He's just off the left shoulder of the left tackle. Pass in the flat, completed to J.C. Hoig. Hoig near the first down marker. He's inside the 10 down to the 7. So nearly a 10-yard pickup on the play, and it is a 10-yard pickup on the play and a first down. 3:20 remaining in the first half. Northwestern 34, Dort College 0. Blumendahl gets the snap, hand off to Smith. Smith's going to be snowed under by several Dort College players. McCoy there along with Vinoy Harris. And it's going to be a loss on the play of 4. Second down and goal to go at the 11. Blumendahl in the shotgun. Got Smith in the backfield with him. He's going to roll right. Will Blumendahl. Blumendahl stops, throws, and incomplete. Biker, the closest player there for Northwestern. Well out of his reach. Blumendahl saw the coverage and throws it away. It'll be third down and goal to go at the 11. Third and goal to go. Northwestern leads it 34-0. 2:39 left to go in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll be checking in with Dort College cross-country coach Greg Van Dyke and also Marissa Harkema, one of the women's runners, a senior on the cross-country team that'll be running at Nationals next week. Blumendahl steps into it, throws to the left corner of the end zone. Tyler Walker is there for the touchdown. That's an 11-yard touchdown pass from Blumendahl to Walker, and Northwestern leads it 40-0, pending the point after. So another point after attempt on the way for Mike O'Brien. Northwestern leads it 40-0. And O'Brien will step it off and set for the point after attempt. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through. And Northwestern owns a 41-0 lead, and we aren't to halftime. 2:35 left to go in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A long first half has gotten longer. Dort College trailing 41-0, 2:35 left to go. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Mike O'Brien to kick off, and a line drive angled towards the sideline. Ray Cleveland will take it at his 5 to the 10. He's to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at the 27-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 to go for the defenders at their own 26, actually. So on the after the kickoff, Dort College trailing 41-0. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Henricks is under center. Henricks hands it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen, a gain of 3 on the play near the 30-yard line, so a gain of 4 on the play. It's second down and 6 yards to go. Second and 6. So second down and 6 yards to go. Van Kampen, the fullback, got the carry that time. Dort College getting the play in from the sideline. 2 minutes to go till halftime. Northwestern has scored 6 touchdowns this afternoon, has converted on 5 of their point after attempts. They lead at 41-0. Henricks is under center. They fake the fullback dive. Henricks pulls it away, and they say the football is loose again. And they're going to say Henricks was down on the play, fortunately. And that'll bring up third down and 4. Third down and 4 to go for the defenders. Owen Renald up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver for Dort College to the far side is Rockland Mao. Van Kampen stationed behind Henricks. Hand off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen up the middle, and he's going to be close to a first down. And it will be a first down for the defenders. So Dort College with a first down, they'll maintain possession of the football. Trailing 41-0. Dort College just underway with AIB and men's basketball over at the Boltman Center. 4 minutes into that contest, it's 5-5. Dort College running option, and this is Henricks, and Henricks is brought down from behind. Chasing him down was Nate Fisher. Fisher on the tackle. Henricks gains 1 on the play. And Dort College will not need to snap the football again if they elect to let the clock run out. 28 on the play clock, 24 on the game clock. And it looks like Dort College will run one more play. Henricks is under center. Van Kampen is the fullback. Second down and nine. Hand off to Van Kampen. No, they pitch it over to Pickney instead, and Pickney is brought down from behind at the 41-yard line. A gain of three on the play. Aaron Jansen makes the tackle. That's going to be the last play of the first half. Our score at halftime, Northwestern 41, Dort College 0. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR, 88.5 FM. We're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails Northwestern at halftime, 41-0. And we don't have the numbers yet from the first half of play. As we get them, we will pass them along to you. The Dort College Defender basketball game with AIB just underway at the Boltman Center. And the Dort College Defenders leading 8-5, 5 minutes into that contest. And the report from my work-study assistants are that it has not been a sharp first 5 minutes of basketball at the Boltman Center this afternoon. We'll keep you abreast of that situation. Dort College trailing 41-0 to Northwestern at halftime in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action. Well, I'll tell you what, since we don't have the numbers yet, we will check in with Sam Ekstrom, one of the sports information student assistants. Throughout the weeks this fall, he has tried to keep us up to speed on some stories happening inside the athletic department. And one of those stories this week was the fact that the Dort College women's cross-country team, along with a couple of individuals, qualified for the NAI National Meet. That'll be run 1 week from today in Vancouver, Washington. And he had the opportunity to visit with Coach Greg Van Dyke and also senior runner Marissa Harkema. And we will begin with the interview with Coach Greg Van Dyke that Sam Ekstrom conducted earlier this week. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here's that interview with Sam Ekstrom and Greg Van Dyke.
Sam Ekstrom here with cross-country coach Van Dyke, coming off a very successful GPAC conference meet. Coach, the women finished 3-8, and you knew they were going to do well, but could you have imagined how well they actually finished?
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise, a pleasant surprise on Saturday. Going in, you know, we've had one thing that we talked about. We just had a very consistent season, and going in, we knew that that if we put things together, we'd run well. But when they came through 3-8, that was a nice way to cap the season for the GPAC.
What does it mean to your program to now have a GPAC championship in back-to-back years?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. You know, on the ladies' side, Nebraska Wesleyan has won it 9 of the last 12 years, Concordia 2, and then they tied once. And so no team from the state of Iowa has ever won the GPAC championship. So we're excited to take home the title. And our men's side, you know, last year we had a very successful year. Didn't quite put things back together this year, but had a very successful season as well. And I think just moving forward, you know, just trying to work towards that next level and just keep working hard and keep pushing.
Give us the when and the where on the national meet.
Yeah, next weekend is the NAI Nationals. It's at Fort Vancouver in Vancouver, Washington. So we'll fly into Portland and race on Saturday morning. Ladies race at 10:30 a.m. and guys race at 11:45. And going in, you know, we talked about goals and what we're shooting for. And, you know, our ladies have a legit chance of being top 10 in the nation. So
very cool. Now, I know you kind of taper your team off before a conference meet. How do you adjust your practice strategy in this week leading up to Nats?
Yeah, it's always tough knowing, okay, how many miles do we run, what workouts do we do, and, you know, you kind of look back at previous years and what we did and what worked, what didn't work. And I think one thing that we continue to do is, I mean, we just keep pushing hard. You don't want to detrain your body and because you're still going to have to push hard in those races. And so we still do some hard workouts. Still run quite a bit of mileage, even leading up to the week before Nationals. Next week, we'll back off a little bit more than what we have before the GPAC meet, but, yeah, they're still going to put some good miles in.
Very exciting. Coach Van Dyke, congratulations on all your success. It's been great talking to you this year.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Thanks.
That is Coach Greg Van Dyke and Sam Ekstrom, and we will jump right then to the interview that Sam had with Marissa Harkema as well earlier this week. Marissa qualified for the Nationals last year as an individual, and she will run this year as part of the national qualifying team from Dort College. And here's that interview with Sam and Marissa.
Sam Ekstrom here with senior cross-country runner Marissa Harkema. And Marissa, you knew you were favorites going in, and then to cross the finish line, knowing you were GPAC champions, how did that feel?
It was really awesome. It had been a team goal for us to make it to nationals. And, yeah, we knew we had a good chance, but we knew we still had to go out there and perform. So that feeling of knowing we had reached our goal was pretty awesome.
After seeing what the guys accomplished last year, how did that serve as motivation for you this year?
It was very motivational, and we had a couple individual qualifiers last year, and we said already last year, let's bring our whole team. So it's definitely been something that we've had in the back of our minds over the whole season.
As the only senior on this team, what do you feel like your responsibilities are?
Just encouragement and offering the best advice that I can, making sure that the team is just getting along and staying focused. It's been an awesome group of girls to work with. It's been pretty much the best team ever, so it makes my job really easy to be a leader.
Rank your excitement level for the national meet coming up next weekend.
Oh my, off the charts.
How well do you think your team can do?
Really well, I think. We're ranked 10th going in, but I think that we are improving, so I think that we can probably even do better than our ranking.
Excellent. Good to talk to you, Marissa. Marissa Harkema, a GPAC champion. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Before we get back to Sam Ekstrom and the interview he had earlier this week with Dort College men's soccer coach Dave Shank, let's take a look at our numbers from the first half. Northwestern, 18 first downs, Dort College with 4. Total offense, Northwestern has piled up 401 yards of offense to Dort College's 59. Northwestern 229 through the air to Dort College's 36. Northwestern 172 on the ground to Dort College's 23. Turnovers, Dort College has 2 fumbles and an interception. Northwestern, one fumble and 1 interception. Taking a look then at the individual totals, time of possession, one other note, didn't seem this close, Dort College 15-48, Northwestern 14-12. Scoring summary, Brandon Smith, a pair of touchdown runs of 2 and 44 yards respectively, Bryce Biker with a 13-yard touchdown pass, that all came in the first quarter, Tyler Walker, a 52-yard reception from Davis Blumendahl. That started the scoring in the second quarter. Theo Bartman went in from 3 yards out to make it 34-0 at the time, and Tyler Walker scored a second touchdown of the first half, a 10-yard pass from Davis Blumendahl, with 2:35 remaining in the first half to make it 41-0. Dort College led on the ground by Leonard Manuel with 19 yards. Joshman Kemp at 11 yards on 3 carries. Kyle Henricks, 3 of 7 through the air for 36 yards. Sam Verhulst, a catch for 14 yards. Rockland Mao, a catch for 12 yards. David Grease, a catch for 10 yards. Heath Bonestrow has punted 6 times for a 34.3 yards per punt average. Brandon Smith has 81 yards on the ground on 12 carries. Theo Bartman has 11 carries for 72 yards. Davis Blumendahl, 5 carries for 19 yards. Blumendahl, 15 and 20 through the air for 229 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. Bryce Biker, 7 catches for 99 yards. Tyler Walker, 6 catches for 124. Nathan DeHoyos, 2 punts for a 33.5 yards per punt average. Defensively, Seth Vandevort, 4 solo and 6 assisted stops. Josh Nolmeyer, 3 solo and 2 assisted stops. Mike Applegate, 3 solos and 1 assisted tackle. Ray Cleveland had an interception in the first half, returned it for 11 yards. That was his 4th of the year. Jordan Carlson, 3 solos and 5 assisted stops, also forced 2 fumbles. Greg Hegstead, 2 solo and 2 assisted stops. Aaron Jensen, 2 solos and 1 assist. He also had a fumble recovery, as did Dylan Green, and he was credited with an interception. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's return now to Sam Ekstrom, visiting with this time Coach Dave Shank about the conclusion of the Dort College men's soccer season.
Sam Ekstrom here speaking with soccer coach Dave Shank. And, Coach, last Thursday your men's season ended,
and a tough 1-0 loss to Morningside. Your thoughts on the season's final game?
Well, you know, a tough way to end the season, obviously, when it's as close as it was, and because I think we had some opportunities that we didn't finish. And I also felt like the first 45 minutes we didn't compete that hard. Pretty much every 50-50 ball, they won. You know, if they had a guy right beside ours and the ball got played in, they beat us to every one of those in the first half. I thought we did a lot better job in the second. But you would think your guys would come out focused, ready to play in a game that, you know, has significance in that you're either moving on or your season's over. And I do think we were a little affected by not having David Riley in there to play defensive midfield for us on what was, without question, an awful call at Hastings. So, you know, and then the last time we played Morningside, they had a guy out on a red card. This time we have a guy out, so it's kind of a net loss of two players in some ways. So, yeah, it was disappointing, but, you know, overall I think a pretty good season for us to get our first home playoff. Pretty much exactly that we, you know, yeah, it was disappointing to lose, but that we'd had a good year. We did something that no one had done in 10 years in terms of getting a home game, and that we got better. I mean, we were a lot better team at the end of the year than we were at the beginning, and from a coaching standpoint, and I would hope from a player standpoint, that's your goal. And yeah, I mean, with Morningside, I think we play them 10 times, it's going to be close. It's going to go probably 5-5. I mean, the game here, we barely beat them 3-2. You know, we get a goal on a penalty kick late, and so to lose 1-0. Tough to lose in a lot of respects. One, they're great character guys. I mean, you look at, you know, especially the two captains in Brinkerhoff and Riley, those are just really godly young men that lead both on and off the pitch. So, you know, you miss them from that standpoint, and I think that's something that they do a good job of also.
Listening, the KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, and that interview for the time being has stopped, so we will try to get that going once again. And for whatever reason, we have a pause, and I'm not sure that we will get it started up. And we will just have to bail on that final interview. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with second half action from Develoy Stadium right after this. We're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're at halftime, and just about ready to start the second half of play.
It's been all Northwestern in this one. Northwestern piling up over 400 yards of offense in the first half. And to put it bluntly, Dort College has had a very, very difficult time of it this afternoon thus far, and hoping for some positive things to come out of this last half of football in the 2012 season. Dort College in their fifth year of varsity football. Mike O'Brien is on to kick off. At halftime, the Dort College men's basketball team up by 38-15, and that is still with a few minutes left to go in the first half of play. Ray Cleveland with the football at the 5-yard line, to the 10, to the 15. He's to the outside, to the 20, and spun down at the 21. And did the ball come loose again? It did. Dort College comes up with it, though. So I think that was Chris McCoy getting on top of it for the defenders. No, Vinoy Harris. Vinoy Harris makes the covers it up. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 24-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With the football on the right side is Trey Pickney, and Pickney is going to be drugged down, and that's going to be for a big loss. They'll whistle the play dead. They'll give him forward progress to the 14, and that's generous. That'll be a 5-yard loss on the play. Beg your pardon. That's going to be all the way to the 9-yard line, so that's going to be a 10-yard loss on the play. So Dort College trailing in this one 41-0. And Northwestern has had success in almost every phase of the football game. Caleb Luzinger is on at quarterback. He hands it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen carries straight ahead for 2 or 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and long. So third and long. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we've got a player hurt on the play for Dort College. I believe that's Trey Pickney shaken up on the play. He's going to be attended to by the Dort College training staff. 13:56 left to play in this game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. So Dort College on the short end of a 41-0 difference. And Trey Pickney will get up and will be assisted to the sideline. And that is something you don't want to see heading into the offseason. Dort College's leading rusher, Trey Pickney, shaken up on the play. Now he's very gingerly putting weight on that leg as he is helped to the sideline. It'll be third down and long for the defenders when we resume play. So Northwestern leading, and Caleb Luzinger is on in relief of Kyle Henricks. Luzinger turns, hands, and there's nothing there. Handoff went to Van Kampen. Van Kampen straight ahead, and he's thrown for a 1-yard loss on the play. And that will bring up fourth down and long, and Dort College will be forced to punt the football. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Bonus stroll wobbler towards midfield, taken by Green at the 48-yard line. He's to the 45, to the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. So Northwestern with the football indoor college territory at the 35-yard line. And that is where Northwestern will start this drive. So Dort College with the on the field with their defense. Blumendahl takes a snap, hands it off to Smith. Smith the ball carrier. He's to the 30, bounces outside to the 20, and runs over a would-be tackler and is finally forced out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So a gain of 20 on the play for Smith before he's finally driven out of bounds. Chris McDaniel on the stop for the defenders, also making the tackle. Sam Ashmore. And you had Chris McCoy in on the stop. So Dort College trailing 41-0, 12:48 left to play in the third quarter. Northwestern threatening to blow it wide open here on the first drive of the second half. Pass into the end zone is intercepted. Dort College comes away with it. Making the interception is Aaron Flowen in the end zone, and Dort College will get it on the touchback at their own 20-yard line. So the Dort College defense forces a turnover. Aaron Flowen goes airborne for that pass for the interception in the end zone. And the Dort College defense, Aaron Flowen in his last game as a Dort College defender, comes up with the interception. So Dort College with the football. The highlights for Dort College, few and far between today. Obviously from the scoreboard, doesn't take anyone real smart to figure that out. Lusinger angles one towards the sideline and unable to make the catch near the sideline is Daniel Fennig. Football goes out of bounds. And that'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College with it at their own 20-yard line. 12:31 left to go in the third quarter. While they're near halftime, Dort College leads AIB in men's basketball this afternoon, 43-17, so a blowout there at halftime. Dort College up by 26. No word on the Dort College versus Robert Wesleyan basketball game this afternoon in Chicago. That was a 2 o'clock start time. Lusinger wants to run option, pitches it over to Fennig, and Fennig fumbles the football. It's down on the ground, and Northwestern comes up with it first down and 10. They'll have it at the 19-yard line. So a loss of one on the play, and a player shaken up for Northwestern, getting up slowly. Player who came up with the fumble recovery, that's Nate Fisher. And Northwestern will have it first down and 10 to go at the Dort College 19-yard line. 12:25 left to play in this contest. In the third quarter. Northwestern 41, Dort College 0. That's what it was at halftime. Dort College went to Caleb Lusinger on their first two offensive drives. Back to pass is Blumendahl. Blumendahl, pass over the middle is completed to Bartman, and Bartman is drugged down inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Seth Vandevort on the tackle. Helping to finish him off was Benoit Harris. And that'll bring up second down and 9, so a short gain on the play. Blumendahl in the gun. Hands it off to Smith. Smith the ball carrier, and Smith is brought down. After a gain of 6 on the play, Birdsong on the tackle for Dort College. And that will bring up third down and 3. Third and 3. Northwestern with it at the 19-yard line. 11:38 left to play in the third quarter. Hand off to Bartman. Bartman at the 10 to the 5, inside the 5, and he is brought down at the 2-yard line. So a first down, a gain of 12 on the play for Bartman. It'll be first and goal to go at the 2. They'll stop the clock for the moment to get the chains reset. Snap comes back to Blumendahl. Blumendahl hands it off to Smith, and Smith is into the end zone for his third touchdown of the afternoon. And Northwestern leads it now 47-0. 47-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Point after attempt on the way for Northwestern. Mike O'Brien on to try the point after. 47-0, Northwestern with their seventh touchdown of the afternoon. They've converted on all but one of the point after attempts. O'Brien puts it up, and it's through. And Northwestern leads now 48-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. O'Brien angles another kick towards the sideline. It's taken by Cleveland at the 2-yard line. Ray brings it out to the 15, angling towards the left. He's past the hash marks, and he is brought down at the 21-yard line. North College has been absolutely killed by turnovers in the last quarter of play, turning it over deep in their own territory far too many times. And a couple of those turnovers coming on kickoff returns, and just simply adding insult to injury at that point, where they're not even getting the offense onto the field for a series of downs. Luzinger, misdirection, hands it off to Fennig, and there's nothing there for Fennig. Fennig thrown for a 1-yard loss on the play. It's second down and 11. So second and 11, Dort College trailing. So Fennig on the carry, and they've gone to halftime. Men's basketball, Dort College leads 43-17. Tyler Walterstorff leading the way for Dort College with 12 points in the first half of action. Luzinger, back to pass, has time, throws over the middle, intended for Verhulst, and we've got a penalty flag on the play. That's going to be a interference call against Justin Wollert. Flag at the 47-yard line. So we will wait and get the indication from our official, but from my vantage point, certainly looked like a pass interference. Waiting for John Schmidt to give us the indication. And that's a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down. So Northwestern, on defense, surrenders the 15-yard penalty on the pass interference call against Justin Wollert. Verhulst was the intended receiver. Now the football is loose. Northwestern scoops it up, and there they go for a defensive touchdown. That'll be Nate Van Ginkel recovering the football at the 35-yard line, and that is a 35-yard fumble recovery and touchdown. Northwestern leads at 54-0. So Northwestern scores via the defensive route. Van Ginkel with the fumble recovery. And now Northwestern is on to attempt the point after. So Mike O'Brien to line it up, 54-0 our score, Northwestern in front. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And Northwestern leads at 55-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 55-0 our score, Northwestern has just scored via a fumble recovery. About the only way Northwestern has not scored this afternoon is on a special teams play. Northwestern with the kickoff coming from O'Brien. O'Brien has been angling it towards the corner. Looks like Cam Petrie is out to return the kick along with Daniel Fennig now. Trey Pickney shaken up earlier in this half. Doubtful that he will return. They kick it through the end zone, and this will be a touchback for the defenders. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So first and 10 for the defenders on the after the kickoff. Dort College takes over at their own 20-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors, 712-395-0764. So Dort College sends the offense onto the field. Greece is to the near side. On the far side is Verhulst. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel straight up the middle, and Leonard picks up 5 yards on the play. It's second down and five. Second and five, forthcoming. So Eklund on the tackle. Under center is Luzinger. The fullback is Leonard Manuel, and Manuel is brought down at the 30-yard line. No gain on the play. It's third down and five. Leonard Manuel on the carry. 9:47 left to play. Dort College trailing here in the third quarter. Aaron Francis is now in the spot vacated by Trey Pickney. Luzinger looks to the sideline. 9:30 and counting, third quarter. Under center is Luzinger. Luzinger, they draw a Northwestern offside flag on the play. Luzinger pass over the middle is completed to Greece. And David Greece comes down with it at the 46-yard line. Flag on the play. I think Dort College got a free play out of it, and they get a 16-yard completion to Greece on the near side in between the numbers and the hash marks. They'll confer with the officials, and Dort College in all likelihood to take the play if it is indeed an offside penalty against Northwestern. Yep, Dort College declines the penalty. They take the play, a 16-yard completion from Luzinger to David Greece. Greece lining up in the near side. Under center is Luzinger. He's going to run option. Inside pitch goes to Fennig. Fennig in Northwestern territory at the 46-yard line where he stood up. Ball comes out after the play's over. It's a 9-yard gain on the play. On the pass completion from Luzinger to Daniel Fennig at the 45-yard line. Second down and 1 yard to go for Dort College, trailing 55-0. 8:40 and counting in this third quarter. Luzinger is under center, turns hands, gives to Leonard. Leonard, the ball carrier, to the 35-yard line, now to the 33. And Dort College gets a first down on the carry by Manuel. Manuel with a 14-yard pickup on the play, all the way down to the 32-yard line from the 46. And that'll be a first down for Dort College. Dort College is deep into Northwestern territory, as they have been this afternoon. Luzinger gets the play from the sideline as we approach the midpoint of the third quarter. Under center is Luzinger. Luzinger is going to keep it himself, and he wanted to run option, but he's going to be thrown for a 3-yard loss on the play. Greg Hegstead on the tackle for Northwestern, and that'll bring up second down and 14, a loss of 4. Football now at the 35-yard line of Northwestern. Dort College, the lineup offensively, you've got Kyle Skolton on the near side. He's the right tackle. Then moving over from there at the guard is Patrick Bisher. Owen Renald is the center. Jordan Huseman is on the left guard. Nathan Moorhead is the left tackle. Handoff goes to Aaron Francis. Francis back to the original line of scrimmage. Well, short of it by less than a yard. It's going to be third down and a long 10. 7:15 and counting, third quarter. Winds starting to die down here at Develoy Stadium. Big change in the weather coming this evening. This afternoon, though, weather-wise, as good a day as you could hope for in terms of the second Saturday in November. Temps in the 50s. Luzinger looks to the sideline. 10 seconds on the play clock. Fennig is set to the right. They hand it off to Manuel. Manuel up the middle, and Leonard Manuel Short of the first down by 5 yards, he gains five on the play. That's going to bring up fourth down and five. Dort College trying to extend the drive, facing fourth down and five. Field goal attempt at this point would be a 42-yarder into the wind. They'll decide against that. They need to make it to the 17 for a first down. Aaron Francis in motion. We've got a flag on the play. It's going to be offsides on the Red Raiders. A pass into the end zone, and for the time being, a touchdown to David Grease. Grease comes down with it on the fade pattern by Caleb Luzinger. The flag on the play, though, is going to be against Northwestern on the offsides penalty. We'll wait for the official indication. Offsides penalty against Spencer Grunewig. And Dort College with the 27-yard touchdown pass from Luzinger to David Grease, and the goose egg is off of the board. Dort College trails 55-6. On to attempt the point after is Barry Dykstra. Dykstra, 14 of 16 on point after attempts this season, out of the hold of Josh Nolmeyer. The kick is up, and the kick is through, and the Dort College defenders lead 55. Dort College trails 55-7. Dort College on the board, though, via that touchdown pass. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 6:18 left to go in the third quarter. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Northwestern 55-7, but a bright spot as the Dort College defenders get on the board on a Luzinger to David Grease touchdown pass into the end zone. Dort College will not be shut out this afternoon. They've been shut out just once this season. Kevin Giese on for the kickoff, and that will drive the return man back to the goal line, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at the 27-yard line is Northwestern's return man. Bringing it out was Jade McAuliffe on the return, and Northwestern will take over. First down and 10 at their own 26-yard line. So Northwestern sends the first unit back onto the field. Blumendahl in the shotgun. You got Smith and, well, they pass it out into the flat. Pass is completed. And the tackle made by Dort College's Ray Cleveland after the completion to number 13, Ryan Hoekstra. So Ryan Hoekstra lines up in the slot, gets the pass completion. And he retreats to the sideline now. Brandon Smith on the foot on the field for Northwestern. Blumendahl in the shotgun, well, in the pistol, actually. He's got Smith behind him. He turns, hands, gives to Smith. Smith to the 40, sidesteps the tackler, and is forced out of bounds. And he is forced out of bounds by Dort College's corner, Zach Shaver. Shaver making the tackle, forcing him out of bounds. A gain of 8 on the play. It's second down and 2. 5:46 left to go, third quarter. And Northwestern will check Brandon Smith out of the football game. For Northwestern after today, it's a waiting game. Theo Bartman still in the ball game. He's behind, well, he's to the left of Blumendahl now. They hand it off. No, fake the handoff. Pitch it over to Bartman. Bartman to the 45, to the 50, into Dort College territory down to the 47-yard line. Nolmeyer on the tackle for Dort College. Chris McDaniel there, and Jay Pelham also on the stop. Several Dort College players there to make sure Bartman goes no further. Well, over at the Boltman Center, Jordan Vogel has just joined the 1,000-point club for his career. Getting those reports from Sam Ekstrom and Jeremy Angbers. Thanks for those. Hand off to Bartman. Bartman up the middle, and Theo Bartman with a 4-yard gain on the play. Making the tackle, Benoit Harris. Harris, the middle linebacker, coming up to make the stop. Second down and 5 yards to go. Second and five, running the play in from the sideline for Northwestern. It's Taylor Dreiss. Dreiss will line up at a tight end. Northwestern got Bartman as the single setback along with Blumendahl, the quarterback. They hand it off to Bartman. Bartman at the 45 to the 40, inside the 35 down to the 32 before he's brought down by Matt Grease. Clock stops for the moment as Northwestern gets another first down. First down and 10 for Northwestern at the 32-yard line. So first down and 10 for Northwestern in Dort College territory at the 32. Pause in the action as they set the football. Blumendahl checks the play clock. He's got 12 seconds, takes his time, hands it off to the backup running back for Northwestern. Running the football is Marcus Altena. Altena on the carry, Van Vort on the tackle. Gain of 3 on the play. It is second down and 7. Second and 7. Northwestern getting the play in from the sideline. 55-7 our score. Northwestern in front. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Theo Bartman lining up to the left of Davis Blumendahl. Three-man front for the defenders. Handed off to Bartman. Bartman to the 30. Down to the 27-yard line. Seth Vandevort yet another tackle. Going to have a ton of them by the time this afternoon is over, and it's only fitting. He is the leading tackler for the defenders, a junior from Urbandale, 56 solo and 52 assisted stops this year. Third down and 2. And Bartman checks out of the football game. Back to pass is Blumendahl, swing pass to the left. And nothing there for after the pass completion to Mikuleff. Mikuleff fumbles it out of bounds. Little or no gain on the play. Nolmeyer there to make sure there wasn't much room for him to work with. Clock stops on the play. And that'll bring up fourth down and 8. Northwestern will attempt a 47-yard field goal. Mike O'Brien has a long of 46 so far this season. The hold will happen at the 37-yard line. So with the wind, here's the kick by O'Brien, an end-over-end kick. It's going to be just short. And a change of possession on the way. 1:54 left to go in the third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. 1:54 remaining. Third quarter of action. Luzinger is under center. Luzinger awaits the snap. Gets it. Hands off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen to the 37-yard line. A gain of 7 on the play. It's second down and 3. Dort College trailing 55-7. And the defenders with the football. Over at the Boltman Center, defender men's basketball team leads AIB 51-17. So second down and 3. Luzinger turns, hands, gives to Van Kampen. Van Kampen, the ball carrier, to the 45-yard line. He's spun down at the 47-yard line. Tackle made by Northwestern's, one of their outside linebackers. That's Justin Wollert. Actually, Wollert lining up at a corner. He comes over to make the tackle. So Van Kampen back-to-back carries. First down and 10 from their own 48-yard line for Dort College. 1:13 and counting, third quarter. Grease is split off wide to the right. Fennig is the right wing in the flex bone. They hand it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen, the ball carrier, he runs downhill for a 3-yard pickup on the play. It's second down and seven. Second down and seven. So Van Kampen carrying the bulk of the load here on this drive. Caleb Luzinger is the quarterback for Dort College. Second down and seven. Francis goes in motion. They pitch it over to Francis. Francis is collapsed on immediately, makes it back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Tackle for Northwestern made by Cody Smith. So maybe picks up one on the play. It's going to be third down and five, and Dort College may let the clock run out here at the end of the third quarter. Luzinger gets the play in from the sideline. 15 seconds on the game clock. Dort College will get one more play off, third down and five. Luzinger under center, and now they'll let the clock run out. 5 seconds left in the quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the fourth quarter of action from DeVoy Stadium right after this. KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College with a football in Northwestern territory, facing third down and five, and obviously this scenario, they're in four down territory. Dort College trailing. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Well, the report from the Boltman Center, Dort College leads AIB in men's basketball 53-19. Good news for Defender fans, Tyler Walterstorff makes his first appearance of the season. Inside handoff to Van Kampen. Van Kampen hard running down inside the 45-yard line near the 42, and that's going to be close to a first down. Let's see if Dort College is able to extend the drive, and the referees don't even pull the chains out. They say first down. It'll be Dort College football at the 42-yard line, first down and 10 here at the start of the fourth quarter. Well, I alluded to it earlier for Northwestern. It's a waiting game till tomorrow afternoon when the 16-team field for the NAIA playoffs is announced. For Dort College, preparation for the 2013 season begins on Monday. Luzinger turns, hands, gives to Van Kampen, and Dort College riding the senior fullback right now. Pickup of 3 yards on the play for Van Kampen. Van Kampen, a senior from Hudsonville, well, Jenison, Michigan, actually. 267 yards of rushing offense this season, 3.2 yards per carry. Had his season cut short due to knee injury last year. He plays with a brace on his right leg. Came in, was a starter as a freshman in the backfield for Dort College. He's been converted over to the fullback spot in the flexbone offense for Dort College. Second down and seven, and it's been a steady diet of Josh Van Kampen here on this drive. Luzinger, the quarterback, fakes the pitch, drops back to pass, pumps, and the pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Sam Verhulst. Closest man there for Northwestern was Justin Woolert, and that'll bring up third down and seven. And Luzinger is hurt on the play. Luzinger will get to his feet. Don't know if he had a cramp, but he's up trying to shake it off, flexing that right leg. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 14:04 left to go in the game. 55-7 Northwestern leading Dort College. And they will crank the play clock. Van Kampen is the fullback. You've got Francis to the left, Fennig to the right. Verhulst is the left wideout. Misdirection, they hand it to Fennig. Fennig to the 35-yard line and tripped up, and he falls forward all the way down to the 31. And that's a first down for the defenders. Another first down for Dort College. Trying to march the football against the Northwestern defense, and got one score on the board. Luzinger still favoring that right leg. Gets the play in from the sideline. Clock continuing to run, 13:40 remaining. Luzinger is under center. Back to pass Well, he's going to roll right, and he has brought down that play. Broken up almost immediately. The timing not right, and Luzinger is thrown for a 3-yard loss on the play. It's going to be second down and 13. Second down and 13. 55-7 our score. Dort College with a football at the Northwestern 35. Ben Kempen is the fullback. Francis comes in motion. They go to the misdirection. They hand it off to Fennig. Fennig's forward progress is going to be marked at the 35-yard line. Loss of a half yard on the play as he's thrown backwards. And that'll bring up third down and long. Third and 15. Football at the 36-yard line. Clock continuing to roll. 12:30 left to play in the game. Luzinger is under center. You got Van Kempen at the fullback. Three-man front for Northwestern. Fake the handoff. Back to pass is Luzinger. He's hit as he throws it. Incomplete. But a flag on the play. And the pressure applied by Court Eklund. And Luzinger, we've got a flag on the play thrown at the 20-yard line. Not sure if that's going to be an uncatchable ball or if it was holding. If the football wasn't in the air yet when the contact occurred and they call it a defensive hold, don't think it'll matter whether it was catchable or not. And they will call a holding penalty on Cody Smith. So the defensive holding. And Dort College will have it first down and 10 in Northwestern territory at the 26-yard line. So a 10-yard penalty. And on the defensive holding, it's an automatic first down as they move these chains. Gain of 2 on the play. Josh Van Kempen on the carry. Number 94, Northwestern, Spencer Grunewig on the stop. Second down and 8. Second down and 8. 11:50 and counting. Ball game, 55-7, Northwestern in front. Inside handoff to Van Kempen. Van Kempen inside the 25 down to the 22-yard line. And that's going to bring up third down and a couple. Third and 2. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, things really opening up over at the Boltman Center. Dort College leads now 60-23. Dort College hustles up to the line of scrimmage. Now coming out from under center is Dort College's Luzinger. He turns, hands, gives to Van Kempen, but a penalty on the play. Initially a first down, but if this goes against the defenders, it could be a hold. Thrown at the middle of the line of scrimmage at the 15-yard line, and here's the call.
With 10 minutes remaining in the second half, Dort holds a 62-23 lead over AID, the Eagles. The Eagles are not playing.
Personal foul, offense, number 54, shot clock.
So a chop block called against the Dort College defenders and their offensive lineman, Patrick Vischer. That'll be a 15-yard penalty. And the football was at the 18-yard line. This will bring it back to the 33 with 11:05 left to go. And now the officials will confer. So Dort College facing third down and long. So Vischer got caught for the chop block. Van Kempen the fullback. Three-man front for Northwestern. Luzinger back to pass under pressure. Delivers it over the middle. Pass is intercepted at the 10 to the 20 to the 30. Taken to the 40-yard line and brought down at the 45-yard line. Josh Van Kempen on the tackle. That football picked off by Northwestern's Jesse Wallnoffer. Wallnoffer, a freshman from T, South Dakota, makes the interception, but we've got a flag on the play at the 30-yard line. Looks like it will be a change in possession, though. In all likelihood, this is a penalty either on the run back or against the defenders. It was thrown at the line of scrimmage. Well, they indicated it against Dort College, against the offense on the return, but I don't think that is correct. They threw the flag at the 30. They called it a block in the back. And it'll be first down and 10 for Northwestern at the 20-yard line. On at quarterback for Northwestern is Micah Lassen. Lassen, the quarterback, with 10:49 remaining in the game. Lassen turns, hands, and a gain of 5 on the play for Northwestern. Alton on the carry. Tackle made by Jordan Birdsong. It'll be 2nd down and 5. 2nd and 5. Play coming in from the sideline for Northwestern. They'll take their time. 10:17 remaining in the ball game. Lassen in the gun. And Lassen turns, hands it off, and back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it for Northwestern. Alton, another carry for Northwestern. Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. Vinoy Harris also there. Not much there, though, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 4. 3rd down and 4 yards to go. And Northwestern taking their time, getting the play in from the sideline. 9:30 remaining. Lassen is going to run option to the right. Has a blocker. He's to the 25, to the 30. And brought down at the 35-yard line. The pursuit by the Dort College defenders. Making the tackle is Seth Vandevoort. And a pickup of, well, enough for a first down to the 35-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Northwestern at their own 35 on the keeper by Lassen. Dort College on defense as Northwestern owns a 55-7 lead. This was a 41-0 ball game at halftime. Carrying for Northwestern is Timmer. Brady Timmer on the carry. Dort College stacking him up. Waldecker there. Also Birdsong and Grease. So Northwestern with the football and the lead, 8:25 left to play in the third in the ball game. So Northwestern, after starting the football game with a fast tempo offense, Lassen takes a snap and submarined on the play. That's John Leachins coming up to make the tackle on the ball carrier Timmer. So Leachins, the safety from Murdoch, Nebraska, making the tackle. It's going to be 3rd down and a long 2. Gain of 4 on the play. So 3rd down and we'll call it 3 as we approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Lassen getting the signal from the sideline for the offensive play for Northwestern. Northwestern with a tight end set to the left. Lassen's going to run option, keeps it himself, and he is stopped short of the first down. Sam Ashmore was there for the initial contact. It's going to be 4th down and less than a yard at the 45-yard line. of Northwestern, and Northwestern acting like they're going to go for it here. Fourth down and less than a yard, 6:58 and counting, ball game. And Northwestern will go for it here. They signal play in from the sideline. Lassen in the shotgun, tight end to the right. They hand it off, and that's a first down for Northwestern. And dragging a tackler down to the 41-yard line. A gain of 9 yards on the play. Beg your pardon, a gain of 14 on the play. North College had Grease with the tackle. Ball carrier for Northwestern. Marcus Altna with another carry. Grease unable to stop the legs and was riding him for 14 yards. First down and 10 for Northwestern at the Dort College 42-yard line. 55-7, Northwestern leads. 6 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. Lassen turns and hands to a new ball carrier. That's Darren Gentry. Gentry carries straight up the middle. Gain of 4 on the play. It's second down and 6. Making the stop for the defenders, Taylor Teal. Teal makes the tackle. So Northwestern grinding this drive out with 5:45 left to play in regulation. Northwestern up to the line of scrimmage. Dort College, three down linemen. Grease coming up on the outside, as is Ashmore. They hand it off and around the right edge. Close to a first down. Harris on the tackle, along with Aaron Flohn. Ball carrier was Darren Gentry again. Gentry, a freshman from Littleton, Colorado. Flohn, a senior from Sioux Center, coming over to make the tackle. Vinoy Harris, he's a freshman from Arlington, Texas. Vinoy is going to be among the Dort College tackle leaders by the time this season is complete. Lassen in the gun. Takes the snap. Hands it off, and a first down yardage. He's tripped up, but not before he gets the first down. Fedema on the carry. Inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the Raiders at the Dort College 29. And Northwestern staying on the ground exclusively here, running clock. Northwestern led from the outset, scored the first two times they touched the football. Hand off to Fedema. Fedema, the ball carrier, brought down by Grease, and we've got a flag on the play. Short gain on the play. Maybe a 1 yard pickup, but a flag thrown at the 23-yard line. We'll get the indication from our official. So Dort College going three in and three out. The down linemen checking out. That's Birdsong, Teal, and Waldecker checking out. Applegate, Gardner, I beg your pardon, McCoy. Another illegal block. This time it's against Northwestern. This will be a personal foul, 15-yard penalty with 4:31 left to go in the contest. So Dort College on defense, trailing 55-7. Northwestern has it first down and 10 at the Dort College, I beg your pardon, first down and 25, beg your pardon, at the 44-yard line. They hand it off left side, and there's not much there. Cutting it back to the middle was Jesse Riley. Riley tackled on the play by McCoy. Up to the 41-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 22. 3:45 and counting.
We're also going to give credit to Applegate on the carry, on the tackle. So Micah Applegate, the near side defensive end. Lassen in the backfield with him is new running back, and they hand it off to him. Short gain on the play for Tony Austin. Austin, a short gain on the play. Dort College's defense collapses on him. That's Seth Vandervoort making the stop for the defenders. And it's third down and 20. 3:10 remaining in the game. Northwestern 55, Dort College 7. It was 41-0 at halftime. Clock hasn't stopped much here in the fourth quarter. Northwestern hanging on to the football. And Northwestern up to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 20. Rolling right is Lassen. Lassen's going to throw it up over the top and making the catch, but falling out of bounds before he can secure the football. Inside the 10, that was Jade McAuliffe, unable to keep himself inbound, though. And that'll bring a fourth down and 20, and it appears Northwestern will punt. Clock stops on the incomplete pass, 2:40 remaining in the contest. Punting will be Northwestern's Nathan DeJoyes over on the basketball court. Dort College leads AIB 76-34. DeJoyes bobbles the snap, gets it away. Fair catch called for by Ray Cleveland at the 10-yard line. And that is where Dort College will take over. First down and 10 at their own 10. 2:34 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Luzinger is under center, turns, hands, and straight ahead carry. Gain of a couple on the play. It's second down and 8. Josh Van Kempen on the carry. 2:20 remaining in the contest. So Luzinger has played quarterback for the second half, helped engineer a touchdown drive. For Dort College, have the touchdown pass to Matt Grease to get the zero off of the board. Luzinger pass over the middle, incomplete. Daniel Fennig would have had a lot of room to run as the ball is just overthrown at the 30-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 8. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. So third down and 8. Dort College just misses. Would have been the second touchdown of the afternoon because no one was going to catch Daniel Fennig on that play. So Luzinger under center. Takes the handoff, drops back to pass. Pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Daniel Fennig. Falls incomplete at 30. And that'll bring up fourth down and 8. Dort College will be forced to punt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Best game of the GPAC afternoon appears to be Dakota Wesleyan leading Midland 14-7. That's with 5 minutes left to go in regulation. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Hastings 21-7. Morningside all over Briarcliff 56-0. Heath Bonestro on to punt. He'll punt out of the end zone. And Bonestro gets away a kick to the sideline. Goes out of bounds, and Northwestern will have it, first down and 10, in Dort College territory, on the change of possession on the punt at the Dort College 35-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. If the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. First down and 10.
Football at the 35-yard line. And Northwestern will send a new quarterback into the contest. This is Braden Miltenberger. Miltenberger in the shotgun. He turns, hands off, and Sam Ashmore, the tackle of the ball carrier. Jesse Riley with the tackle. With the carry. Sam Ashmore with the tackle. Second down and eight. 1:30 left to play in the game. So Sam Ashmore on the tackle. Sam's had a pretty good season. Coaches will be meeting tomorrow for the all-conference meeting. Typically takes place in Fremont, Nebraska. They'll be deciding the all-conference teams. Miltenberger turns, hands, and making the tackle for the defenders is John Leachins. Tony Austin on the carry. It's going to be third down and four. Under a minute left to play in the game. So third down and four. Also on the floor, on the field for Dort College, it's Jake Van Dam. He's the near side defensive end. 37 seconds and counting, and Northwestern will take the victory formation. Third down and four, and they take a knee. This is Miltenberger, and that'll be the ball game. Our final score, Northwestern 55, Dort College 7 in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action, and thus the Dort College football season comes to a close. 0-9 for the defenders in the GPAC, 1-10. Overall, 55-7 our final score. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College loses 55-7 earlier this afternoon as the game just completed. As we take a look at the Wireless World wrap, the Dort College defenders trailed from the outset as Northwestern scored on their first two drives to make it 13-0, and they rolled to a 41-0 halftime lead. Second half, Northwestern tacks on a couple more touchdowns before Dort College gets on the board on a touchdown pass from Luzinger to Greece. And that's our final score, 55-7. David Greece with the touchdown reception. Dort College shut out just once this season. That was a 41-0 loss to nationally rated Morningside a couple of weeks ago. 55-7, our final score. The Dort College defenders finished their season 1-10 overall, 0-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. For Northwestern, they now await word on whether they will make the postseason playoffs. 7-2 for the season in the GPAC, 9-2 overall, Northwestern on the bubble, and we will wait and see if they make the 16-team playoff, which will be announced tomorrow from the NAIA home office. 55-7 the final in men's basketball, Dort College victorious by a final count of 87-41 over AIB. Dort College led by Chris Severs with 14 points. Jordan Vogel added 11 in that basketball game. Jordan Vogel now joins the 1,000-point club. Sean Kaiser ends up with 13 points along with Trevor Waltersdorf. Dort College men's basketball team off to a 6-0 start. Next up for them, they'll be playing Doan 1 week from today in GPAC football in Crete, Nebraska. For the Dort College women's basketball team, no word yet on their contest. They were playing Roberts Wesleyan this afternoon. Hopefully before this game is over, we'll have an update, or before this wrap-up is over, we'll have an update on that women's basketball score. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Scoring recap. First of all, as we dive into the Wireless World post-game wrap, the Dort College defenders lose to Northwestern
55-7. First downs, Northwestern 26, Dort College 12. Net rushing yards, Northwestern 303, Dort College 76. Net passing, Northwestern 239, Dort College 88. That all adds up to a 516 to, That all adds up to a total of 542 to 164 in terms of yards gained. Dort College, possession time 30-25, Northwestern 29-35. Dort College fumbled the football several times. Got to find that category. They put the ball on the turf nine times. They lost four. Northwestern, one fumble, and they lost it. Two interceptions by each team. So Dort College plagued by six turnovers this afternoon. Northwestern had three. Scoring summary, Brandon Smith, a two-yard touchdown run, 12:29 left to go in the first quarter. Northwestern led it 7-0. That was a nine-play, 79-yard drive. Brandon Smith, a 44-yard touchdown run. He had both carries on that drive that started at the Northwestern 38-yard line. 62 yards later on two plays, they go up 13-0 after the point after fail. Bryce Biker reeled in a 13-yard touchdown pass from Davis Blumendahl to make it 20-0 with 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. That capped a five-play, 45-yard drive, time of possession 1:21. Second quarter, Tyler Walker, a 52-yard pass from Davis Blumendahl, made it 27-0. Theo Bartman rumbled in from 3 yards out to make it 34-0. That was a seven-play, 48-yard drive. And Tyler Walker had a 10-yard pass from Davis Blumendahl to make it 41-0. That's where we went into halftime. Second half, Northwestern's Brandon Smith, a two-yard touchdown run to complete a four-play, 19-yard drive that made it 48-0 Northwestern. Nate Van Ginkle, a 30-yard fumble recovery, brought it into the end zone to make it 55-0 with 10:30 left to go in the third quarter. Dort College got on the board with a nine-play, 75-yard drive. Time of possession, 4:12. Capped it with a Caleb Luzinger to David Grease, 27-yard touchdown pass. Barry Dykstra's kick was good. Northwestern wins at 55-7. Offensively, Josh Van Kampen, 12 carries for 50 yards. Lennard Manuel, 7 carries for 43 yards. Caleb Luzinger, 3 of 8 passing for 52 yards. Kyle Henricks, 3 of 7 passing for 36 yards. David Grease, 3 catches for 53 yards. Sam Verhulst, 2 catches, 26 yards. Daniel Fennig, 1 catch for 9 yards. Heath Bonestrom punted 8 times for a 32.5 yards per punt average. Brandon Smith led the way for Northwestern, 16 carries, 116 yards. Theo Bartman, 16 carries for 108 yards. Smith had 3 touchdowns. Bartman had 1. Davis Blumendahl, 18 of 24 passing, 239 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Bryce Biker, 7 catches, 99 yards. Tyler Walker, 6 catches, 124. Walker had 2 touchdowns. Biker had 1. Nathan DeHoyos, 3 punts for a 32.3 yards per punt average. Defensively, Seth Vandevort led Dort College with 7 solo and 9 assisted stops. Josh Nolmeyer, 4 solos, 3 assists. Benoit Harris, 3 solos and 5 assists. Sam Ashmore, 1 solo and 9 assisted stops, including a tackle for a loss. Micah Applegate, 3 and 3, 2 tackles for a loss. Ray Cleveland, 2 solos, 4 assists, and he had an interception. John Gardner credited with a quarterback sack. For Northwestern, Jordan Carlson, 5 solos, 5 assists. He forced 2 fumbles. Cody Smith, 5 solos, 3 assists. He forced 1 fumble. Greg Hegstedt, 4 solos and 5 assists. 1.5 tackles for loss. Fumble recoveries, Nate Fisher, Dylan Green, Nate Van Ginkle, and Aaron Jansen all had 1 fumble recovery each. Dylan Green had an interception, as did Jesse Wolnoffer. Ray Cleveland had 1 interception for the defenders. Aaron Flohn had another for Dort College. 55-7 the final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a final word from Develoy Stadium right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's check if there are any finals in from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference in terms of the scoreboard. For today, there's one other final in for certain. That was in Sioux City, where today Morningside defeats Briarcliff by a final count of 62-0. It was Dort College losing to Northwestern 55-0.
7 in the game you just heard on KDCR. And it doesn't appear there are any other football finals in yet. Men's basketball, Dort College defeats AIB 87-41. Doan defeats Johnson and Wales in women's basketball 70-55. Now we do have some finals in as our scoreboard refreshes. Doan over Concordia 17-7. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Hastings with 3 minutes left to go in the game, 21-14. And one other score still in progress. That was Dakota Wesleyan over Midland, 14-7, with 5 minutes remaining in that contest. And again, no word yet on the Dort College women's basketball game with Roberts Wesleyan. Played today in Chicago. Watch on our website and also our Twitter at DC Athletics for those updates on those contests. So that brings to a close the 2012 Dort College football season, year number 5 of this odyssey. Dort College loses to the Northwestern Red Raiders 55-7 in Orange City this afternoon. That's going to do it for our Wireless World postgame wrap. Our next broadcast will be Wednesday evening when the Dort College Defender women's basketball team hosts AIB. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off in Sioux Center. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.